Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Yeah, so we're here for our town hall. This is our fourth town hall. And really the purpose of these are just for me to get the opportunity to, get up in front of our fans and our future fans and just interested people here in Buffalo and Western New York. Give them an update, let everybody know where we are in this process, and most importantly, hear from them about how this team, how this club, how this business stadium can represent them and Buffalo.
Where are you guys in the process?
Yeah, so we've identified what we're calling our finalist stadium sites and are in advanced conversations with the relevant stakeholders at each of those sites. And we also, have some other sites that are aware of the situation and know that we're going down a certain road, but that they're still in the picture. So stadium conversations are moving forward very quickly, and I expect to have some more public announcements about that fairly soon. And then the other side of it is just raising the capital to get this stadium built and get this team off the ground. And that is going phenomenally. Feels like we're getting new investment every week here. So we're not about to announce it, but one has been announced, and that is the Buffalo News and HSBC Atrium area in the Cobblestone District. So that is public. The other one is not yet, and I promise there are good reasons for that, and it will be soon enough. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it would be a phenomenal site. It's right by KeyBank Center. It's right by Salins Field. It's right by the Harbor Center. There's hotels. There's Canal Side. But having said all that, it's a part of downtown and a part of our city that is pretty underutilized unless there's a Sabres or a Bandits game. And we believe that by putting a stadium and, being a catalyst for growth of business in that area, we can get it. We can get people there, 100 plus days a year, 150 plus days a year, and we can get the community playing in those stadiums or in that stadium, countless times per year. And really, be a catalyst for development of that cobblestone district, which is a beautiful part of our city and a great part of our city, incredible public transport right to it, but it's underutilized. So we and the relevant stakeholders in that site are all very motivated to come to the right agreement that works, and if we do, that'd be amazing. But we also have another site that would be great for us and the city as well. So, the biggest thing, when you do a survey like this, and in my role of GM at Union Omaha, we were also building a stadium or in the process of building a stadium, and we used this same firm, CSL International, to do our market survey to determine all these questions that we're trying to determine here in Buffalo. And I will say the amount of responses that we got in Buffalo quickly, unbelievable. And I've done this before in a different, very comparable market. Different story here in Buffalo. We're at 1,100 plus responses so far. Survey's still open until Tuesday at midnight, Tuesday of next week at midnight. And what I'm really liking, the questions, there's a lot of questions that we need answered, you know, amenities that people want in the stadium, seating varieties, stuff like that. And that's really important, but it's not as fun as some of the other questions, like what's going to make you a fan of a professional soccer team in Buffalo? And I love the answers we've been getting for that. The number one is a team that on the field represents the city and represents the community. That's my favorite part, because that's the goal of these town halls. That's been the goal since day one. Another thing, a team that's competing to win championships. That's something that I did in Omaha, and that's something that I plan on doing here and is really important. Stuff like that, the more open-ended questions that we're getting feedback on, it's pretty fun stuff. It's pretty exciting.
So this is now the second town hall?
So this is the second town hall in the city of Buffalo, but we've been in Orchard Park for one, we were at Whalen Brewing for one, and we were at Lloyd's Taco Factory in Williamsville for one as well. So this is the fourth, but we've been outside of the city for our past couple.
So with that being said, it seems like things are still alive, things are still
Completely on track right now. There's still steps to be taken, but as of today, we are on schedule. Yeah.
What are some memorable thoughts that you've heard from people coming out to these events?
My favorite thing that I've heard, or my favorite thing about these, I was expecting to get the diehard soccer fans who are in this bar or at Mess K or wherever else they are every Saturday and Sunday mornings. I was expecting to get those people, that of course they're going to come out to something like this. But we've gotten such a variety of people coming up and introducing themselves before and after these events, who have said, I'm a huge Bills fan, I'm a huge Sabres fan, huge Bandits fan, whatever it may be. But I don't have a soccer team, I'm just interested in a team representing Buffalo. And I think they're starting to see from these town halls, the entire goal of this team is to be a team that represents Buffalo. So that's what I'm really liking about these, getting the feedback from the fans who know exactly what they want in a soccer team, who have their teams that they support across the world, but then hearing from the fans who don't really know or care about soccer right now, they just want a team that's gonna represent them. I love hearing from them.
It's not football and not hockey time, it's a sports team.
Exactly, and that's something that, I had to answer that question a ton. And prior to doing these town halls and prior to putting the survey out there, I didn't have anything to quantify it. I just said, no, I know the Bills and the Sabres are huge, but it's not a football and hockey town. It is a pro sports town. Now we're having these town halls and we're putting the survey out and actually getting the proof of that. So it's been great. I can't right now, but I will say we are into the millions of dollars in funding.
And then when it comes to colors, names, mascots, yeah. You have to give us any of that.
No, so that's another fun part of the survey. No, so we are not making any decisions on that right now, and that is because we want the fan feedback. We want the city's feedback before we start to do that. One of the questions on the survey is, do you like a traditional football, traditional soccer name, as in Manchester United or Manchester City or whatever it may be? Or do you like more of a traditional American sports formatting, a Buffalo Bills, a Buffalo Sabres, something like that? And the results that are coming back on that are pretty interesting. I have my personal preferences, but at the end of the day, we're going to go with what the city wants.
And do you happen to have a map of areas showing the most interest around our viewership?
Yes, so what's really interesting actually is of our survey respondents, and this is still, you know, growing, we still have 4 or 5 more days on this survey, but right now more than 50% of our respondents are from Erie County, but actually outside of the city of Buffalo. And I wasn't necessarily expecting that, so it's interesting.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I think the survey and town halls like this, the purpose of them is the entire purpose of this team. By Buffalo, for Buffalo is the motto. And the only way we're going to be able to actually do that, to actually live up to that motto, is if we're out here engaging with the people who care about it. And if we're taking the survey answers and stuff like that into account when we make every important decision. And I promise you, we are.
One last question, I promise. Yeah. Why do you want to bring soccer to Buffalo?
Well, I mean, soccer is the biggest sport in the world. The average age of a soccer fan in the U.S. is 35 years old. For comparison, NFL, 57 years old. Soccer is the sport of the millennial and Gen Z and younger generations. And it's a global game. It's completely international. And Buffalo is becoming a more international and a younger city every day. So this is an opportunity to create something for Buffalo and for today's Buffalo.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.